lost it. Just a few things about Malaysia that took care of it.
Yeah. Hopefully not all those questions.
No, just that's okay. just a bit of...
Because you know I give long-winded answers.
No, not to worry. Patrick Harrington. Three majors, back-to-back open. Ryder Cup, World Cup, defending champion here in Johor. Welcome back to Malaysia.
I always like coming here. It's been a happy hunting ground for me over the years. I've always felt very comfortable here, always had a nice welcome and played well on the golf courses. I've never had, you know, problem with the conditions. I enjoy the weather. The heat doesn't really bother me, even though I come from Ireland. So, yeah, it's been a place that I've often brought my family with me. I've enjoyed coming out here.
You've been here many times, and for us it's an honour. But what makes you come back?
As I said, because I enjoy being out here and I've had a nice welcome, you tend to play well. So it's, you know, it's somewhere I recognise, it's somewhere that I come to and perform nicely. And you always like going back to the places you enjoy and play well.
You've played on several courses here. Are they up to your expectations, even those with cow grass?
Yeah, they're always, you know, obviously we're professionals, everything gets prepared superbly for the week. But the golf courses have been great here. I particularly like the greens. This particular here in Iskandar, in Johor, the greens are fantastic, how good the greens are. It's amazing. Obviously, they've had a lot of rain and the fairways are soft, but wow, how good the greens are. But in general, you know, whether it's up playing in Sajana or playing the mines or just about anywhere, the golf course is always presented very well.
Are there any other aspects of Malaysia that you'd recommend to people, apart from the golf courses, of course?
KL is a super city. It's a great city to go out, and it's, you know, it's very enjoyable, very safe. That's what I would recommend to a lot of people, that, you know, it's a very safe environment. You can bring your family. It's somewhere you can always enjoy. The restaurants are great, and very easygoing people, very welcoming.
It's been a great move in Asia for golf. Have you noticed yourself the improvement in this part of the world?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, it's probably most evident in the big push in China, but throughout Asia, there's been the players are getting better and better. There's much more talent. The players, the way they play the game has changed. You're seeing more younger, stronger, athletic guys coming into the game who are physically capable of, you know, having a great swing. And they need to be a little bit more competitive, whereas, you know, 20 years ago you had a lot of competitive players coming from Asia, you know, guys who knew how to get the golf ball in the hole but probably grew up playing the game as caddies and things like that and did it their own way. Now the players are very orthodox and can really, you know, when they can marry those two talents together.
Ireland's not physically the biggest country in the world, but you produce so many big names like yourself, McGowan, Christy O'Connor, you name it. What does Malaysia have to do to emulate people like yourselves?
You know, as I said, in Ireland, I think we don't have the ideal weather conditions, but we produce competitive players because there's a lot of competition. At all age groups, all the way up, you can play competitions in your golf club, inter-club competitions, county clubs, province, and then country. So there's so many different levels. And I think one of the key things in Ireland as well is it's a nice pool of players, but it's not too big. Because if you're in a very big pool of players, you can get lost very quickly. You need a certain amount. You don't want it too small because, you know, it's easy to become number one. You want a reasonable amount, but you don't want it too big. You can get lost very quickly in a big pool of players.
What does it feel like to hold the claret jug? Not once, but twice.
It still feels great, but holding the first time obviously was, you know, you have to pinch yourself. It took days, weeks to believe it happened. I woke up in the middle of the night after the Sunday night of winning it, and the trophy was at the end of the bed, and I just looked at it and had to wake my wife and say, look, it's still there. It wasn't a dream. There's for somebody who plays golf, you know, there's no better feeling in the game of golf.
Any goals left in the golfing world?
There's always plenty of goals. Always
golf course design, goals. Perhaps?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm doing a golf course up in KL, beside KLIA, with Sime Darby, so championship golf course up there. So hopefully that will...
Bring you back here, we hope.
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of work on the plans and that, but obviously groundwork has to be done yet.
Finally, any advice for young Malaysians who aspire to... There's 12 of them playing in this tournament, for example.
At that standard, you know, they just got to keep competing. They've got to keep going and playing tournaments and getting out there and putting themselves out there. And they'll continue to learn by being out there with other professional players, other top amateurs, and really just learn from everybody around them. You know, soak up all the information they can get when they're out there, you know, playing with players. You know, try and play with players in a slightly bigger league than you. That's always the case. Like good example this week, if they're, you know, the European Tour is here, so that will help, you know, the Asian players get better.
Final message for anyone considering coming to this part of the world, good or bad?
Oh, absolutely great. I definitely recommend Malaysia. It's a very welcoming, safe country.
Patrick, thank you so much and good luck this week.
Thank you.